You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
It's not the size of the problem that makes the biggest difference. It's your reaction to the problem, regardless of its size. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes that just help you take a couple minutes out of your day to reconnect to what you can and will do today to move the needle as it relates to progress towards your goals. I was in a meeting the other night, and one of the facilitators of the meeting was talking about how we all have little things every day that ruffle our feathers. And we all at some point or another, often pretty regularly, have big things that disrupt our lives, challenge us, upset us, frustrate us. And as it relates towards to changing our lives, to changing our habits, it doesn't flow from what's getting in the way. It flows from how we respond to what is getting in the way. Now, here's the great news. We can practice improving our response to anything. You will have endless opportunities today to practice improving your response. Before I came out here to my office to record this, my husband was snippy over the kids. And that is a perfect opportunity that I have probably 50 times a day, if not more, to improve my response. My external response, but also my internal response. What I say and my body language, as well as how I think about it and what I make it mean. Earlier today, I was driving to the gym, and when I got in my car, I realized that my car was on empty. I was not the last person to drive my car, but regardless, I didn't have enough gas to get to the gym. That is another opportunity for me to get better at how I react to things. Doesn't matter if they're big or small. I could get in my car and be like, oh, are you kidding me? I don't even have time for this. Like, I'm supposed to get to the gym. This messes with my whole day. I could have gotten it last night. Or I can just be like, hey, not a big deal. Not a big deal. One of the things I practice with my son, who just turned 3, he'll get very quickly frustrated with his baby sisters, who are 18 months old, twins, messing with his stuff. And as I notice him starting to escalate, I'll just be like, hey, we're cool. And just my tone helps him recalibrate his. And we get to do that for ourselves. And it's funny, now I've noticed myself doing that internally. When I start to get frustrated, whether it's because I realize there's not gas in the car, or yesterday it was that I came outside and my dog had once again eaten all of the cushions for our pool furniture. We had moved out of the pool area for my son's birthday party. I'm cool. We're cool. I don't like it, but I also don't have to escalate. I don't have to get my feathers ruffled, because that has a ripple effect and it has a cascade impact on our following reactions, our following interactions, our following choices. It's not about the size of the problem. What matters is your reaction to it. I'll see you tomorrow.